ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 Entitled the Samam Bonam, Chapter 13, entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Verse Number 35, 10.13.35. Put the verse. व्रजस्य राम प्रेमर्धे विक्षौ कंठम अनुक्षणम मुक्तस्तेनेश्व अपत्येश्व अपि अहेतु विद अचिन्तयत् व्रजस्य राम प्रेमर्धे विक्ष्योत्कण्ठ्यम् अनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्थेनेष्व पत्तेष्व अपि अहेतुविद् अचिन्तय। व्रजस्य राम प्रेमर्धे विक्षौत्कण्ठयम् अनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्तनेष्व पत्येष्व अपि अहेतुविद् अचिन्तय। व्रजस्य of the herd of cows, Rama Balaram, Premardhe, because of an increase of affection, Vikshya, after observing, Utkanthyam, attachment, Anukshanam, constantly, Muktastaneshu, who had grown up and were no longer drawing milk from their mothers, Apatyeshu, in regard to those calves, Api, even, Ahetu Ved, not understanding the reason, Achintaya began to consider as follows. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even to those calves that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladeva saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. Sorry. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The cows had younger calves who had started sucking milk from their mothers, and some of the cows had newly given birth. But now, because of love, the cows enthusiastically showed their affection for the older calves which had left off milking. These calves were grown up, but still the mothers wanted to feed them. Therefore, Balaram was a little surprised and he wanted to inquire from Krishna about the reason for their behavior. The mothers were actually more anxious to feed the older calves, although the new calves were present, because the older calves were expansions of Krishna. These surprising events were taking place by the manipulation of Yoga Maya. There are two Mayas working under the direction of Krishna. Mahamaya, the energy of the material world, and Yoga Maya, the energy of the spiritual world. These uncommon events were taking place because of the influence of Yoga Maya. From the very day on which Brahma stole the calves and boys, Yoga Maya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan, including even Lord Balaram, could not understand how Yoga Maya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as Yoga Maya gradually acted, Balaram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavati Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Verse 35, Translation. Because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even to those calves that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baldeva saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. Hare Krishna. So it's a great privilege that I am speaking and offering this service of Bhagavatam class, so seeking blessings of all the senior devotees. So we are reading this chapter, Brahma Vimohan Leela, wherein Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe, he goes to test Krishna, who has appeared as a cowherd boy in the village of Vrindavan, who is playing with his cowherd boy friends, sakhas and calves, under a tree, sitting and honoring prasad. So when Lord Brahma gets an information that this boy is Vishnu, he killed Aghasur and now he is eating tiffin with the boys. Lord Brahma doesn't relate to this. Says, Vishnu, why will he go in a village? And why will he eat like this, under a tree with boys, village boys? And that too, there is no plate, no bowl, no glass, no spoon, no servers. He's putting everything on a leaf. And he's eating with his hands and everything is falling on his dhoti. Krishna was having dahi rice and fruit in his hand. And while he was eating, from the middle of his fingers, some liquid was falling on the dhoti. That's bad manners. So Brahma couldn't relate this. How Vishnu will do this? But then Vishnu killed Aghasur. This boy killed Aghasur. Not even demigods could kill Aghasur. So Brahma wanted to test, who is this boy? Is he really Vishnu? So he stole the calves and the boys. And Krishna, in order to replace the calves and boys for the pleasure of the Brajavasis, the mothers and fathers, so that they don't feel separation, he expanded himself into equally number of calves and boys, same individual age, individual bodily shape, individual characteristics. Even two twins are not equal. They have some differences. But here the expansions were exactly as the original ones. And for one full year, these expansions of Krishna were staying in every house as a cowherd boy and in every goshala as a calf, elder calf. So the mothers and the gomatas, the mothers would generally love Krishna, the son of Yashoda Maya, more than their own sons. But now the mothers' love for their own sons was equal to their love for Krishna. And in fact, the affection kept on increasing every day. And the gomatas, they had in this year newborn calves. And they were elder calves. The elder calves were Krishna himself. And the newborn calves were some other jivas. So in Goshala, there was a strange scene that when the gomata returns in the evening, generally, usually the gomata would go to the newborn calves and smaller calves who are dependent on the mother and give them milk and love. But now the gomata, when they return in the goshala, they would rush to the elder calves who were not dependent for milk and feed them milk and shower their affection and lick them. So every house, strange scenes were happening. Every goshala, unusual scenes were happening. And nobody was questioning why this is happening. So when there is a pattern of normalcy and something, deviation happens, a person generally questions why this is happening. There is a pattern and something different is happening now. But due to the influence of Yoga Maya, all the Brajavasis, they didn't question, they didn't find this something to be asked about. this is something strange happening, and they didn't question because they were part of it. They were also behaving unusually towards their own boys, towards their own children. Because Krishna was everywhere. Krishna fulfilled the desires of all the elderly gopis who wanted him as their son. And just 4-5 days before the 1 year is over, there were Gomata on the top of Govardhan Hill with the men, and there were elder calves with Krishna and his friends, and Gomata ran down from the hill on a rough path very fast to feed milk to these calves who have stopped taking milk. Now they were used to taking grass. They were not dependent for milk. They didn't require that milk. There was no need. But they ran down to feed the elderly calves, because these calves were Krishna. And there was natural attachment and affection which Gomata has for Krishna. So even though Krishna is coming in a calf form and not in Shyam Sundar form with peacock feather and flute and black curly hairs and lotus petal like eyes and yellow dhoti and blackish body, but still they are loving him. They are attracted to him. That is nature of love. It's beyond dress and address. Krishna, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Vrindavan, he was not dressed as Shyam Sundar. He was dressed as a sannyasi. But still the inmates, the deer, the peacocks, the birds, the cows, the monkeys, the does, they could understand that Krishna has again appeared. And they got attracted to him. The cows would surround him and lick his body. And the cowherd men had very great difficulty to keep the cows away from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Brajavasis, they saw him and they said, Krishna has again appeared on the land of Vrindavan. So that's the nature of love. So when the cows came to feed the elder calves, the cowherd men got little confused and bewildered. So they ran down to arrest the moving of the cows, to restrict them. But when they came down or saw their own boys, they forgot their anger and they started embracing their boys, who were again Krishna. And now enters Baldev ji in the scene. In this whole pastime, the first day when Brahma stole the calves and the boys and Krishna expanded into calves and boys, Balram ji was not present. So he didn't know. And the last day when Brahma came and got bewildered seeing all the calves and boys are still present, even though he had stolen them and kept them somewhere under his mystic potency, Balramji again was not present. The first day he was not present because it was his appearance day, birthday, Balaram Purnima day. Agasur was killed that day. So Balramji's mother kept him back in the house for Abhishek and birthday party, for the program to feed the brahmanas, give charity. And the last day of Brahma Vimohan Leela, also same day, it was again exact 1 year, Balram Purnima to Balram Purnima. So again Balramji was kept back for Abhishek and charity. So he was not present both the days. So now 4 or 5 days before When Balram ji saw this, he started recollecting whole year there have been unusual, strange phenomena happening in Vrindavan. Gomatas are coming back and giving more love and attention to the elder calves who don't need. And mothers are having increased affection for their own sons, which is unusual. Earlier they had increased affection for Yashoda's son, Krishna. So there is difference between dependence and love. Sometimes dependence is confused to be love. Like if I am ill and admitted in the hospital, then I am dependent on the doctor. Whatever he says, I will do. I'll be very respectful to him. Every time he visits and talks to me, I'll say thank you. But this should not be confused as love for the doctor. This dependence, which gives rise to emotions and feelings which appear to be the nature of love. But love is more than dependence. The gopis, they are not dependent on Krishna for their requirements. They have stable houses and grihasthas, or if unmarried, parents. But they love Krishna. Yashoda Maiya, she is not at all dependent on Krishna for anything. If Asura comes, the gopis will depend on Krishna for protection. Krishna, protect us! Yashoda Maiya, not even that dependence. She doesn't even go to Krishna, protect me from Asura. She goes to Krishna to protect Krishna from the Asura. She doesn't rushes to Krishna to seek protection, but to give protection. She only gives, gives, gives. And Prabhupada says this giving is called love. It's more than just dependence. She loves Krishna as her child, Vatsalya. So the elder calves, they are not dependent on the mother cow. Still mother cow is going to give attention more than the newborn calves who actually depend on mother cow. So this love is natural for a living entity towards Krishna and Krishna for the living entity. When we go to Krishna, it's natural because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are not part and parcel of Brahma or Shiva or Ganesh or Surya or Chandra or Indra or India or our country or our family. We are not part and parcel of all these entities. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Nityo Nityanam, Chetnas Chetnanam. He is our master. He is our eternal maintainer. So our relationship with Krishna is natural. And that is what in this human form of life we need to revive. Just like if a small baby is crying, you keep that baby in the mother's lap and the baby is comfortable, stops crying. Because there is natural relationship between the baby and the mother. You keep a crying baby on any other woman's lap, say Miss World, very beautiful, or a very rich woman wearing very costly sari and ornaments, the baby will not feel that comfort. The baby will not stop crying. But you put the baby in own mother's lap, even if she is not Miss World or not wearing any costly sari and ornaments, the baby will stop crying because there is a natural relationship. So in the same way, each one of us have a natural relationship with Shyam Sundar, Krishna. So when we go to Krishna, we naturally become pacified. Atma suprasidati. We naturally become satisfied, peaceful, joyful, happy. We are coming back to our constitutional position of being servant of Krishna. Any other attempt or any other relationship would not give us that satisfaction. It will always give frustration. It will always have expectations unfulfilled, dissatisfactions, and we will struggle to maintain it, to receive fulfillment or to give fulfillment, but we'll always fail, fail and fail. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada is inviting us to revive our relationship with Krishna. That's why these temples, that's why ISKCON, that's why deities, that's why books, that's why festivals, that's why devotees, that's why Mahaprasadam. Everything in ISKCON is for helping us to revive our relationship with Krishna. So Lord Baldev, he sees that there is strange phenomena happening. All these days, even Baldev didn't realize this, because being under Yog Maya, Krishna put Lord Balram and Brajavasis under Yog Maya from day one of Brahma Vimohan Leela, so that they don't find these sceneries strange and inquire. But now just 4-5 days before, Yog Maya started decreasing her influence on Balram gradually. Why did Krishna deceive even Balram? Why didn't on the first day Krishna went and told Balram, look, gadbad ho gaya. I went to the forest with the calves and friends and they disappeared. Brahma stole them. And now just to pacify the Brajavasis, till we retrieve back, I have expanded into calves and boys. If anything happens, make sure you help me. No, Krishna didn't do that. He didn't reveal this information to Balaram, because Krishna didn't wanted Balaram to feel the separation and pain from the boyfriends. Sridham, Sudama, Vishal, these were very close friends of Balaram. And for 1 year, Balaram feeling pain of separation from his own friends, Krishna didn't want that to happen. So he kept Balaram also under Yog Maya, that Balaram also doesn't know whom he is relating to is not Sridham, is Krishna. Whom is embracing is not his friend, but is other Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the point comes that Krishna also must be feeling separation from his boys. Later on, once when Krishna was relating to Balaram about Agasur pastime, Balaram was not present at that time. Krishna said, my dear brother, you know when Agasur came and all the Sakhas and the Vatsas, they entered the mouth of Agasur and I tried to stop them, but they were thinking it is a game and they entered the cave-like mouth of Agasur. For one moment I thought everything is finished. And Krishna had tears in his eyes, hot tears that time. He momentarily forgot that he can solve this problem, he can kill Agasur, he can protect his friends. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of his great love and affection for his friends, he momentarily forgot all this and he thought, sab khatam ho gaya, everything is finished now, the boys are finished, the calves are finished, the parents will be finished. So he told Balaram that I thought everything is zero now, everything is finished. That is Krishna's love for his friends. And friends equally love Krishna. They can't bear the separation. When morning after lunch in Vrindavan forest, Krishna and his friends with Balaram have nice feast lunch, then Krishna says, oh, I had so much food now. I am feeling sleepy and the cows, calves are also taking rest and there is such a big tree and so nice shade. Let's all sleep. Then Balaram says, yes, yes, let's all sleep. Then Madhu Mangal and Shridham and Subal, they all sleep under the tree. But Krishna doesn't sleep. He runs away to Kusum Sarovar and Radha Kund to meet Radharani every day. And boys are sleeping. So then Krishna afternoon, after few hours, comes back. And they have been just woken up. And when they wake up, they see Krishna is not there. They start crying. They have tears in their eyes. They are searching for Krishna. And then Krishna comes. And Shridham says, Krishna, this is not good. Where did you go? We were feeling so much pain. Without you, what will we do? It looked like years and years. Krishna said, I just went 1 minute now just to see something around. You were all sleeping, so I didn't wake you up. I just woke up. Just 1 minute I went around. No, Krishna, you will be punished. You will be punished that you left us. Krishna said, yes, what is the punishment? He said, you embrace all of us one by one. Then everybody comes and hugs Krishna, Balaram, Shridham, Madhu Mangal. Then they are satisfied. Said, from tomorrow, make sure you don't go. But again, same pastime happens tomorrow. Again, Krishna goes to meet the Sakhis. And again, he comes and embraces them and begs forgiveness. So when Brahma stole the calves and the boys, he tried to take them away from Krishna. So Krishna produced Maya calves and boys, like Maya Sita. So illusory forms of calves and boys. So Brahma didn't stole the real calves and boys. He stole the Maya calves and boys. The real boys and calves were unmanifest, and Krishna was also unmanifest. And Krishna was associating with them and still searching for the calves and eating his dabba with unmanifest boys and calves. So Krishna took care of his pain of separation, that he was with them unmanifest way. And Brahma thought, I am successful. He stole the illusory forms. And Krishna expanded so many Krishnas, so many calves and sakhas in each house and each goshala. So such bewilderment happens either under Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. Mahamaya is the energy governing the material world, and Yoga Maya is the energy governing the spiritual world. The influence of Mahamaya is such that the reality is covered, and that which is not real appears to be real to the conditioned soul. And the influence of Yoga Maya is that the Absolute Truth in his position as Absolute Truth is unmanifest, and devotees relate with him as their own sakha or son or lover or hero, gaonwala, our own boy. So Mahamaya covers the knowledge of the jiva and puts him into ignorance. That which is unreal becomes real. That's illusion, that I am this body, I am a boy, I am a girl, I am Indian, I am American, I am engineer, I am manager, I am lawyer, or I am so and so, or this is my house, my car, my children, my wife, my family. So that's influence of Mahamaya, that the conditioned soul goes away from his relationship with Krishna and engages in fruitive activities and sense gratification. But Balaram and the Brajavasis, they are under Yoga Maya, arranged by Krishna so that the pastime continues without anybody feeling that pain. But now for Balaram, gradually the influence of Yoga Maya reduces and Balaram starts thinking and recollecting. And he now thinks of talking to Krishna, that what is happening? Why this Gomata is running to the elder calf and feeding milk when she doesn't require that attention, when there is no such dependence? And why the mothers have so much increased affection toward their sons, which is not usual, because generally they would have increased affection just for Krishna. Earlier I thought all the sakhas and calves associating with Krishna and me are some great devotees from the demigod's planet, or somebody like Narad Muni. But now it seems they are Krishna themselves, because the love of Gomata and the mothers is increasing. Is seems to be very, very natural, which a jiva has for Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at one point, at one of his writings, he explains that a mature devotee's love for Krishna continues to be present even if Krishna comes in a very different form or a different way. This is a good point for interfaith, where we share our faith with people following a different way of faith, and they worship Krishna in a different form. That even if Krishna is not coming in Shyam Sundar form, he is coming in a calf form or a cowherd boy form or a different form, the Brajavasis, they love him. Again, why? Because it is natural. So we have natural love for Krishna, but it is covered by ignorance. And the whole process of sadhana bhakti is to revive that love for Krishna. And that happens by the process given by Srila Prabhupada. To wake up early morning, take bath, apply tilak, wear fresh clothes, attend Mangala Aarti, pay obeisances to the deities, Narsingha Aarti, Tulsi Aarti, chant 16 rounds minimum of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on Japa beads, and Shringara Aarti, Guru Puja, and Bhagavatam class, and services, and four regulative principles, and fasting on Ekadashis, and reading Srimad Bhagavatam and other literature. This process purifies us. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam cleanses our heart. And love is already there, it's just covered. By Krishna's causeless mercy, that love, that loving relationship is revived. And that's the perfection of life. That's the success of my life. To again love Krishna. Love Krishna? What does it mean, love Krishna? Go and tell, I love you. That's all. Love means service. Love means offer service to Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. That is love. If some boyfriend, girlfriend meet in a park and the boyfriend tells the girlfriend, I love you, And the girlfriend says, look, I am feeling very thirsty. Can you get me some water bottle? And the boy says, look, I love you. That's all, nothing else. Would that be love? No. Love means offering service, fulfilling needs, fulfilling requirements, giving pleasure. So loving Krishna means performing devotional service. So something or other I should keep doing 24 hours, maximum hours, chanting the holy name, dancing in kirtan, cleaning the temple, doing book distribution, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, serving cows, serving Vaishnavas, deity worship. So many services are there. We should be engaged in that service. Especially ISKCON society is meant for preaching activities. Not just for chanting, reading, eating, sleeping. No. It's meant for preaching activity, to go out and introduce Krishna to others by giving them prasadam, by giving them holy name, by giving them invitation to temple, and the best way is by giving them a book, by doing book distribution. And one good news, marathon is coming. Good news, we have an opportunity where we can share Krishna consciousness with others very easily, just by giving a book to somebody. We don't have to memorize lots of shlokas or be philosophically very great, pandita. No, just have a sweet smile, polite speech, humble behavior, and show a book to somebody. And people, when they take the book, when they see the book, when they read a, Prabhupada said, if they read a page, or read a paragraph, or read a word, or just take the book and give money, their bhakti has started. The first step has been taken, they have given something to Krishna. And Krishna gets pleased by us. Sri Prabhupada explains, just like if there is a village, where there is a boy who is very lazy, whole day fools around, plays around, does not do any responsible activity, and suddenly the country goes on war, and this boy goes in the army, goes on the border, and comes back. Nobody knows what he did in the border, whether he shot or not, whether he slept or shot, we don't know. But he went. Now when he comes back, he is the hero of the village. Because he went on the war. He's hero of the village. So book distribution is war with Maya. Let's go out and become hero of the society. Hero in the eyes of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. Be part of the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how we engage ourselves. That's our love for Krishna. To Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Paravkar. That we do nice sadhana, nice chanting and hearing, and Kara Paravkar, we go out and give Krishna to others in various forms, including Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books. Okay, I will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If there are any comments, Maharaj and devotees, please. Yes.
idea was with the cowherd boys and so on. But that was Baba Rav's work at all. But Bodhi Krishna would be at home for Baba Rav's birthday. What's it doing with the forest and the cowherd boys? That's one confusion. And the other confusion is that 1 year later, and then it's one moment of Lord Brahma. The Brahma stole everything it's in because it was Maya. And the fall of the Maya and the Abhasa. So the expanse of the eternal time and the expanse of Brahma's one moment compared to 1 year, between 1 appearance, a birthday of Bharata, the next time. Was there any time really? Was there any time living there? What's going on? I'm confused. Please help me.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, just I'll just check if I understood your question. First was, did Krishna knew that it's Balaram's birthday? So why did he go to the forest? That was the first question. Well, in Krishna book it explains that when Krishna woke up that day in the morning, he had a desire for picnic. So he wanted to convey all the friends that we are going early today, because we'll have a picnic. And so he blew his bugle and everybody understood there is a picnic. Everybody got ready early. So Jiva Goswami writes that then Balaram also came out and he embraced Krishna. He said, I also want to go with you. See, I am ready. But just now my mother said, I have to stay back because some Brahmanas are coming and I have to give charity. Today is my birthday. So I cannot go with you. You please go. I will join you tomorrow. So that's how Krishna also embraced Balaram and he continued his pastime. So why Krishna left Balaram there? Why didn't he cancel his picnic? I don't know that. He would not cancel his forest visit generally. And second was the time. So we are not comparing here one moment of Brahma with eternal time. We are comparing with one moment of Brahma with earthly time. Krishna was present in earth and performing his pastime. So Krishna and Krishna's associates and his pastimes are not under time. They are beyond time. But Krishna was utilizing time factor in the earthly planet. So this 1 year and Brahma's one moment is comparison between Brahma Loka's one moment and earthly's 1 year. So this is my understanding, and of course you can shed more light on this, Maharaj.
My confusion is a bit clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj. Okay, we'll end there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.